hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yes, we are so happy to be with you tonight. It is January 7th, 2025. We are 7 days into the new year, and there is enough cray-cray to pass it around to everyone, what has happened in the first week of this new year. Welcome to everybody jumping on the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you with us tonight. I saw somebody from the Netherlands come in, so welcome to our friends in the Netherlands. Let's see who else is here. Florida, Texas. There's a lot of Texas coming in, like at least four or five. Indiana, San Diego, California, Chicago, Ohio, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Malaysia. Hello to our friends across the world in Malaysia. Bronx, New York. Elizabeth, we love the Bronx, New York. That is my hometown. So very happy to have you here with us. North Carolina, Tulsa, Oklahoma, which Clay likes to call, Clay Clark, Tulsa, Jerusalem. That's what he calls Tulsa, Oklahoma. Fun fact. Okay, let's see. Nevada, Ohio. Oh, Nevada, we're going to talk about you a little bit tonight. Let's see what else here. New Mexico, Alabama, Louisiana, and Michigan. Praise the Lord. We've been in Michigan a few times. And welcome to everybody else coming in. We welcome our international audience as well. We love having our international audience join us here in the United States of America. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. It is truly a team effort. So thank you for that. And what we're going to do is we have a lot to get into. And I mean a lot. I mean, we are going to play an epic broadcast of prophetic connect the dots here. We need to talk about a lot going on that is happening simultaneously. If you didn't go watch the last one from Thursday about the 9/11 and the symbolism and the attacks, I would suggest you go watch that as well, because we're carrying on into that tonight. If you could share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it. And like and subscribe. Maybe at the end, we'll go over our social media. I'll write that down for the end. So let me open up in prayer. We need to give this over to the Lord. We're going to get into some deep stuff here. So I always like to give this over to the Lord first, because this is why we're doing it. We're doing it for Him. We're doing it for Jesus Christ. We're doing it so people come into a relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. So let's all open up in prayer, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Father. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious, holy, perfect name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, we all fall short of your glory, Father God, all of us do. And we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you too, Father, that you are a God that is long-suffering, you are patient, you are abounding in loving kindness, Father, and we thank you for that tonight. We enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving, thanking you for who you are, saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just acknowledge before your throne tonight that your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to this earth. He was the Passover lamb. He was the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. We were purchased with the highest price. We were redeemed. We were sanctified through Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus, that day at the cross, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his righteous, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, into this broadcast, Father God, into this office, Father. Lord, your presence is welcome to flow. Father, we welcome your power, your glory, your might, your truth in, Father God, that you would mightily go forth tonight, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, would go forth and be the counselor and minister, and that people would allow tonight and open their hearts to the Holy Spirit ministering to them, Father God, during this broadcast, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would send your holy angels of all offices, ranking to divisions, to fill this office, this property, to make a hedge and a shield right now, and a wall of protection as we go forth. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would fill me and those watching with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father. Be my front and rear guard, Lord, as we go forth tonight, Father God. Order our steps, for the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, allow nothing to pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first, Father. And allow us to be humble. Allow us the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, sabotage, strategy, and assignment from the pits of hell that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, and weak, willing vessels would attempt against Ark of Grace Ministries, Lord, the sanctuary, this broadcast, Father God, what you have given us, Lord. We take authority through Christ Jesus. We rebuke every assignment now in the name of Jesus Christ that the enemy might try to bring. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, Father God. Father, you write our story, Father God. Lord, you order our steps, Father God. You put us on the potter's wheel, and you mold us into vessels to be receptacles of your power and your glory and your might in the earth, Father God. And we just thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. We submit to you tonight, Lord. And we love you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I felt that. Welcome to everybody jumping on. I'm getting my notes up here. Okay. There is a lot going on. It's like ludicrous speed as far as all of these things in the earth happening at once. A changing of the guard within the political arena, leaders of nations, and the church is running parallel right now. We see a lot happening. I'm going to start with scripture because there is a psalm I perceive the Lord led me to this morning, and we're going to read it in a moment. It's Psalm 55. Has to do a lot with this time, with the Trump administration, with what we're going to see in other nations. However, I'm going to read Hebrews 4:12 first, and it says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge," or is a discerner of "the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, in the year 5785 right now, seven is the sword. It's Zayin, which means sword. It can mean crown too, but many times it means sword, right? And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Why? Because it divides, right? It divides the truth from the lie, the wheat from the tare, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and exposes the thoughts and intents of the heart. And we're going to see quite a bit of that this year. Now, Psalm 55, I want to read this to you because, first of all, 55, okay, Psalm 55, 5 plus 5 equals 10. There has been a theme of the number 10, and you're going to see it throughout tonight with what has been happening lately. And that's also related to Matthew 25, right? The five wise virgins or the five foolish virgins, right, equal 10. We'll get into that hopefully later this week. Matthew 24, 25, 26, and I believe 27, but it's connected. So I'm going to read to you Psalm 55 right now. And it says, Listen to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my plea. Listen to me and answer me. I am restless and distraught in my complaint and distracted because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked, for they bring down trouble on me, and in anger they persecute me. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have come upon me. Horror has overwhelmed me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would wander far away. I would lodge in the peace of the wilderness. I would hurry to my refuge from the stormy wind and from the tempest. Confuse my enemies, O Lord. Divide their tongues, destroying their schemes. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her walls. Wickedness and mischief are in her midst. Destruction is within her. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets and marketplaces. For it is not an enemy who taunts me. Now listen to this part. For it is not an enemy who taunts me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who has hated me, who insolently exalts himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal and my counsel, my companion and my familiar friend. This has to do with the church and the Trump administration right now. We who had sweet fellowship together, who walked to the house of God in company, right? And then David talks about of death deceitfully coming upon them. And he talks about them going to Sheol. For evil is in their dwelling and in their hearts, in their midst. As for me, I shall call upon God and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur and he will hear my voice. He has redeemed my life in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and humble them, even he who sits enthroned from old. Because in them there has been no change of heart, and they do not fear God at all. He, my companion, has put out his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but his heart was hostile. But his heart was hostile. Is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's exposing the heart condition. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Verse 23, but you, O God, will bring down the wicked of destruction. Men of blood and treachery will not live out half their days, but I will boldly and unwaveringly trust in you. It's interesting. It ends in verse 23, and in 2023, we had so much wicked men that were out for blood. Come out against so many people, including Donald Trump. This psalm has to do with those high up around Donald Trump right now. This psalm has to do with counselors that are around certain people in the Christian world that are going to turn. So I'm starting off with this psalm for you to mark it. Mark Psalm 55, because this is going to come back around. It is going to come back into play. It is going to come back and echo for what is in this psalm. So just mark that. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, to Psalm 55, 5 plus 5 is 10. The enemy announced his agenda. According to John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. The enemy set that agenda with the Abundant Life school shooting in Wisconsin in the middle of December. So he tried to set his agenda for 2025 according to the first part of John 10:10, because the enemy attempts to, in some ways, use scripture or align with certain things in scripture to try to get certain doors open. Now, I have a news article here for you, because yesterday the election was certified. So praise the Lord, it was certified, but I am highly suspicious right now, and we're going to get into why. I am very suspicious right now. Harris will certify Trump's win and her own loss 4 years after the Capitol riot. This is from CNN, by the way. So don't get mad at the messenger here. This article's from CNN. Kamala Harris is set Monday to do what nearly every vice president before her has done, certify the incoming president's election. But with this traditionally uneventful process comes a fraught moment in American history. Monday is the fourth anniversary of January 6, 2021. When then President Donald Trump, they're claiming he incited supporters to storm the Capitol. We all know that is a narrative gone rogue. And so 4 years later, Harris, who was dramatically and unprecedentedly thrust to the top of the Democratic ticket in July, and whose 100-day sprint to the November election ended in defeat, will have to formally certify her own loss. This is historic. A vice president has to certify their own loss. You want to talk about the Lord trying to humble somebody? Making them certify and give validity. Think about it that way. Give validity to their own loss so they cannot come back and say that the win of Donald Trump was illegitimate. So the way this was set up, she had to certify her own loss. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you from July 21st, 2023. It's not long, but I want to play this for you now because it has to do with what just happened in D.C. A very, that's capitalized, large stake is about to be pulled up from Washington, D.C. that has been there a very capitalized long time and has oxidized and rusted, and it shall be pulled up with names of those who worked deep in the soil to weaken one nation under God. Okay. A very large stake is about to be pulled up from Washington, D.C. Now, when a stake is put in the ground, it's normally put in the ground to hold something in the ground, like a tent, right? Or a covering. So when the Lord is saying a very large stake is about to be pulled up, the covering from Washington, D.C. is about to be pulled up and off. And this stake has been in the ground a very long time. And he said it is oxidized and rusted. When something begins to oxidize and rust, it becomes compromised. It becomes brittle. And the Lord said it shall be pulled up with the names of those who work deep in the soil to weaken one nation under God. We are seeing that happen yesterday when that election was certified. We are seeing that stake be pulled out of the ground. And Kamala Harris had to certify her own loss. Now, something happened while this certification is going on. We'll put up the article. While this is the day of January 6th, the day the election has to be certified, the day of this, deadly winter storm prompts snow emergency in Washington, D.C. Okay. So this is something that they said was crippling with ice slamming the mid-Atlantic. And so this storm hits the day the election is to be certified. We have a historic snowstorm that hits 4 years after January 6th happens. Okay. Timing is everything with this. Timing is everything. So think about it this way. After 4 years, on January 6th, the storm hits, right? 4 plus 6 is 10. All right. So I'm going to show you the theme of the number 10 is running a thread through all these events we see happening. If you think about this way, 6 times 4 equals 24 when the election was won. So the historic snowstorm comes 4 years on January 6th, right? And 6 times 4 is 24, and 24 is when the election was won. I'm going to tell you something interesting about snow, because snow in scripture represents certain things. It represents divine purity and holiness, biblically speaking, right? Though our sins were as scarlet, he washed us white as snow. So it has to do with a cleansing. Snow actually cleanses the earth, all right? It actually does that. It also symbolizes God's grace and transformative power. So when this storm hits, the day the election is to be certified, I think that says something. In fact, Psalm 51, verses 7 through 8 says this: "Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being and in the hidden part of my heart. You will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." Now, this is a leader. This is David. This is a king praying this. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Now, prophetically, this snowstorm, I think, hits for a couple of reasons. One, it's a warning of the cleansing that is coming upon Washington, D.C. As that election was getting certified, D.C., prophetically, was beginning to be cleansed. So the snowstorm hitting was the enormous purging and cleansing that is coming to Washington, D.C. Now, it's not going to come without fierce opposition, but there is enormous purging and cleansing that began the day of the certification, and that's why the snowstorm hit when it did. There is a cleansing also coming to January 6th than what happened. There is a purging and a deliverance and a transformative power that is coming from God to rectify what happened January 6th, 2021. Now, I have another clip I want to play for you because this clip has to do with what we saw just happen. With what we saw happen from December 16th to January 1st, 2025, this clip is from November 26, 2024. So let's play the clip. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, am pulling forth the files from agencies that have laid hidden for decades. Oklahoma City, says the Lord. New York City, says the Lord. Columbine, says the Lord. I am pulling forth these files, for the time of transparency has come, and these agencies will be sifted, says the Lord, for they plot another national crisis. They plot to attempt to stop before the end of January the balance of power from shifting. They plan to stop before the end of January through a national crisis, the balance of power from shifting. What we saw happen January 1st, remember, a bang in January, a bang in January. That was the word that was given in December. And bang, bang, right? New Orleans and Las Vegas. That was the appetizer. That was laying the groundwork. Let's put it that way. For what they attempt to do. So this was the warning of that. This was one of the words that was given as a warning from that. We also have a clip that I put out over the weekend about Trump sentencing, because I'm sounding the alarm right now about Trump sentencing. So let's play that clip and we'll talk about it. Just a moment here. They're getting it up. Because something is up with this. Something is up. Here it comes. Hold on, let's see if we can get the sound up on it. Because I think this is super important to hear.
Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here from Ark of Grace Ministries. So, Donald Trump's sentencing has been moved up now to January 10th by Judge Juan Merchan. And I'm going to tell you why I am suspicious. Even though he's saying he can appear in court or virtual, even though it's saying he's considering an unconditional discharge, I'm suspicious because every time Donald Trump's sentencing has been moved around, there has been an attempt on his life. This has been the pattern since June of 2024. And they moved the sentencing to January 10th, 2025. Let me tell you why this is significant. January 10th, 2025 would be 1/10/2025. If you add everything up together, 1 plus 10 is 11. 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 11 + 9 = 20. If you add the date up of the day they're sentencing Trump, you get the number 20, which is the date of the inauguration. So I would pray and keep some serious watch right now, because every time the sentencing is moved, something happens. And on top of it, the sentencing has been moved to a date that when you add it up, it equals the number 20, which is the day of the inauguration. So I'm going to pray about this some more, but intercede right now, pray, and be watchmen right now, because something is most definitely up. Keep the faith, everyone.
I did that over the weekend when I had heard about what was going on with sentencing, right? And I, in my spirit, I just started to, hear and see these things and these patterns and what is happening. So I'm sounding the alarm about that, because every time they've moved sentencing, something has happened. I don't care if they're moving it up, down, sideways. Something has happened. And being that Trump's team just tried to put in an emergency, I guess, order or request to have the sentencing, I guess, delayed. And that request was denied. If you notice the pattern last time too, they put in a request with sentencing and it was denied. And we saw what happened. Now the Trump team has put the request in again. It was denied. It's following the same pattern. Now, October 6, 2022, and I'm going to read this to you because I believe this has to do with the sentencing too and the courthouses and what we're about to see transpire. It says, watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and the most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits as a major split occurs. Now, this is before they took that golden statue January 2023 and placed it atop the New York City courthouse. This was October 6, 2022. This was prophesied. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits as a major split occurs, as this split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake and a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord of hosts. There is a fault line. This fault line is being triggered. It in the spirit, with leadership, and with the natural. We are watching this happen already with what has happened with the mayor of New York City, with what is happening with aides around Governor Hochul, with what is happening in Washington, D.C. We are watching this fault line be triggered. However, the Lord mentions too in this, I believe, the courthouses. Watch the courthouses. So this monument went up January 2023 above the New York City Appellate Courthouse, that golden Ashtoreth Ishtar looking statue, months after this was prophesied from the Lord. And so I'm just listening for a minute because I want to say this correctly. There is turmoil that is going to surround the courthouses in New York City. There is a tempest of a storm that they have sowed that those courthouses are about to reap. So I would keep watch for that. And around the time between the sentencing, January 10th, and that 10-day window, there's the number 10 again, 10-day window to January 20th. And then you have about 10 days after that until the end of January. Now, September 25th, 2023, I want to read this excerpt to you because this has to do with what's happening too. And this is over a year old. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the altars must be broken in your nation, the high places. Had it not been for the covenant, America would have been completely fed upon and destroyed by the nations who hate freedom and by those they use in chains to do their bidding. The altars must be broken. The high places must come down. A high place of media shall come down. And that altar broken, says the Lord. A high place. Well, when you're at a high place, what do you have? A view. When you're at a high place, what do you have? A view. Keep that in mind. A high place of media shall come down and that altar broken, says the Lord. A high place in Washington, D.C. shall be broken and come down, says the Lord. A high place in the heart of the nation shall be broken and come down. A high place in Denver, a mile high place, that altar must be broken and come down, says the Lord. So now that we have seen the certification of the election, you see, God had Gideon go and tear down the altar of Baal and rebuild the altar of the Lord before he ever sent Gideon into battle. So just keep that in mind, that order in mind, as we go forth. I think I'm going to skip here. Let's see. To June 8th, 2024. Now, I gave this word, this is the political backdraft word. I gave this about a month before they attempted to assassinate President Trump. I gave it from Detroit, the stage at Reawaken America. The Lord had given me that word the day, I think it started the day prior, and it went into the next morning, and the Lord had given me the rest. And so I'm going to read to you an excerpt from that. However, call on me now fully, says the Lord. Doors may close, says the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night. However, joy cometh in the morning. The justice of Yahweh, the joy, shall carry out the verdict. All men should tremble and humble themselves and bridle the tongue in this hour. For I, the Lord thy God, want to be the loudest and sharpest voice that speaks over your nation. Your leaders should tremble, for scrolls have entered Washington, D.C., and they are about to be opened by angels prepared to overturn it at the opening of these scrolls. My church, now is your hour. You see the political and the church here in the same word. My church, now is your hour to rise up and be the voice crying in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of salvation and leading a very lost nation through this dark valley. You are the light of the world, the city on a hill. And if part of the church wants to die in that valley, the Lord was warning about what was coming. Part of the church wants to die in that valley of dry bones, then continue on, my little flock. Prophesy to the valley of bones in your nation that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom. It was so placed in. Know this day I am God, there is no other. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. The sword of the spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm. Listen to that. The winds of change. What happened January 6th in Washington, D.C.? A historic snowstorm. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Why? Because she had to certify her own loss. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts in Jesus' name. So the Lord was running in that word parallel between the church and the political. He was talking about both of them in the same word because they're running parallel right now. What's happening in the church is happening in the political arena. What's happening in the political is happening in the church. Why? Because at the root, God is dealing with the same issue. He's dealing with the same issues. Now, we have a clip from July 11th, 2024. 2 days before they attempted to kill President Trump, I believe, I released this word. This is 2 months before 9/11. You're going to see why I'm showing you this. But 2 months before September 11th, July 11th, 2024, the Lord has me release a word. And it's 2 days before Donald Trump, they attempt to assassinate him in Butler, Pennsylvania. So let's play that clip now. The White House shall be smeared with every charge written upon it, says the Lord. For the charges are great and the scrolls are being positioned, and that house shall shake, their ground shall shake, says the Lord. Their vegetation shall uproot and die, for that ground has been cursed, says the Lord. Cursed, that's capitalized, by those whose feet has touched that, operated in rebellion and witchcraft to keep their seats. O capital first lady, says the Lord. You have indeed dabbled and gone to the dark arts for such. Instead, it shall bring defeat, says the Lord, for the darkness does not have an answer, all capitals, for my words that go forth from my throne and are spoken into the earth. Yes, the justice of Yahweh, the joy, is entering Washington, D.C. California, New York, Michigan, New Mexico, Kansas, says the Lord. New Orleans shall be turned over, says the Lord. And the tables of the psychics and high priestess and money changers shall be turned over, says the Lord. For the time of your judgment and correction has come. So on July 11th, in that word, New Orleans is specifically mentioned, right? New Orleans shall be turned over, says the Lord. And then he goes into the tables of the psychics and the high priestess. This is why they're being turned over, because of all of this detestable dark arts that's going on there. And the money changers shall be turned over. So that's July 11th. 2 days before what happened in Butler, the Lord mentions New Orleans. It's exactly 2 months before September 11th. Now, I'll tell you how 9/11 ties into this in a minute, because New Orleans was one of the cities hit on January 1st, 2025. Now, we'll get into why it's connected to 9/11 in a moment. But I have to preface this with something. The night before these two attacks, so December 31st, 2024, something strange happens. Something strange happens in New York and DC. Why? Because a fault line has been triggered. So something very strange happens. So let's put up the article, because you're going to see how I tie all this together. There's been a lot of talk about this particular event on social media. A lot. U.S. Capitol struck by lightning on New Year's Eve, seen as God's message by MAGA. This is from Newsweek. Donald Trump supporters on social media speculated over whether a divine message was being sent after lightning strikes reportedly hit the U.S. Capitol building and Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., and the One World Trade Center in the Empire State Building in New York City on New Year's Eve. Okay, and they shared footage and images online of this as the ball dropped in Times Square. Now, I'm going to show you a pattern here, and I'm going to show you how this connects to New Orleans and what was said July 11th and how that ties to 9/11 and how this ties in. So stay with me. Stay with me as we do this. So lightning. Lightning strikes. I'm going to pose a question to you. Who is the prince of the power of the air? That's Satan. That is scriptural. He was known as Zeus to the Greeks. He carried a lightning rod. Okay? The Capitol building in DC has Greek and Roman influence in its architecture. All right? Zeus to the Romans, right? So to the Romans, Zeus, known as Satan, was known as Jupiter. Guess what was visible starting January 1st in the night sky? Jupiter. Jupiter. And this is what it says. As soon as darkness falls, it is nearly 40 degrees high in the east. A great time to observe with a telescope. It reaches the highest elevation just before 10 p.m. A local time in early January. And 2 hours earlier at the end of the month. So what's interesting about this positioning too, what's happened with Jupiter in the middle of this, is that number 40. 40 degrees high in the east. The enemy appeared after 40 days of Jesus Christ being tested in the wilderness to try and tempt him. 40 also does have to do with judgment. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It has to do with the end of one era and the beginning of another. But it says just before 10 p.m. There's the number 10 again. I told you there's going to be a theme here. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, I, the Lord, have come to give life and life more abundant. Jupiter is visible. Jupiter was also known as Zeus, the false god of lightning and thunder. Okay, and now lightning hits four places on New Year's Eve. So the eve before January 1st, there are four strikes, two in DC and two in New York. So you have the Capitol building and the Washington Monument in DC, and you have the One World Trade Center and the Empire State Building in New York. I'm going to show you how the enemy works here. So the Capitol building and the Washington Monument, so Capitol Washington, Washington made the covenant. between God and the United States of America from New York. The light, look at the names of it. Okay, Capitol, Washington. The lightning strikes were in Washington and New York. Washington made the covenant from New York City, where the other two lightning strikes were. He also signed the Constitution. He was the first president. And right now, Donald Trump seems to have the mantle of George Washington upon him. Now, keeping that in mind, we go to New York City now. You have two lightning strikes. You have one World Trade Center. You have the Empire State Building. One world, an empire. Who wants a one world empire? Who wants a one world government? Satan does. This is spoken of in the book of Daniel, which we're going to get into a few moments here. So if you look at the names, the two locations of the strike, and you look at the names, you're going to start to see a picture emerge of perhaps what the enemy's agenda is. Now, I'm going to read this to you. John 12, 27 through 32. Now, my soul is troubled and deeply distressed. What shall I say? This is Jesus talking. Father, save me from this hour of trial and agony. But it is for this very purpose that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. The crowd of people who stood nearby and heard the voice said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. So you have to be able to discern what is thunder and what is the Lord in his time. What is thunder and where that source is coming from and what is the Lord and what is he saying? Okay, so that's what that scripture speaks of. And when you see the way these lightning strikes happen, 12/31, 2024, two in Washington, D.C., two in New York, the positions of the strike paint a picture, okay, of an agenda. Now, the eve before the two attacks on January 1st, all right? So you have the sentence, the eve before the two attacks. You have the Capitol building. You have the Washington Monument. You have One World Trade Center, right? You have those, if you have those four lines, if you take those four lines, the eve before the two attacks, which was 12/31/2024, it hit the Capitol building, Washington Monument, One World Trade Center, and it also hit one more here, the Empire State Building. Okay. Do you know, if you look at these four lines, do you know what is spelled within this? What is spelled within, there is a code in here. The eve before the two attacks, Capitol Building is hit, Washington Monument, One World Trade Center, Empire State Building. There is a code written. And this is what is spelled within these one, two, three, four, five lines. You get white truck, lightning, Tesla, New Orleans, and Las Vegas. You actually can spell. It is coded within these five lines. Within the eve before the two attacks, you have the Capitol Building, Washington Monument, One World Trade Center, and Empire State Building, right? They're struck. They're struck by lightning. The next day, the two attacks happen in New Orleans and Las Vegas. In New Orleans, it is a white Ford truck that is called a Lightning that barrels into the crowd. But what is coded within these five lines I just said is white truck Lightning, Tesla, New Orleans, and Las Vegas. You can spell all of that coded within those five lines that I just read you. I would have never seen this had the Lord not shown this to me. And I'm being very honest about that. This is why we have to be in tune to the Lord, because he will show us things that others don't see. He will show us things that are coded into this. And what's coded into the eve before the two attacks, Capitol Building, Washington Monument, One World Trade Center, Empire State Building. What's coded into that is White Truck Lightning, Tesla, New Orleans, and Las Vegas. Yeah, it is a wow moment. It was a wow moment when I saw it initially. So just keep that in mind. We're going to put the notes up on arcofgrace.org. You're all going to be able to just go and just look at the notes, pray, test the spirit, print them out, do what you need to do. Also, this was pointed out to me by someone that wrote us, but January 1st, 2025, 1-1-2025. If you add that together, you get 1-1, and 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, you get 9-11. The day of the two attacks, when you add up the date, you get 9-11. They're coding these things in for a reason, because they're laying the groundwork for this, because the enemy works in cycles. These are the same ancient spirits at play. You've got the same willing hosts and the same three-letter agencies that are involved. And this is why we see these things coded in. This is why. So they're after another 9-11. And New Orleans and Las Vegas was a code. It was coded in on New Year's Day. And I believe this was the appetizer. Just like December 16th in Madison, Wisconsin, the Abundant Life school shooting happens at a Christian school. Horrible shooting. John 10:10, the enemy comes, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. He's after the abundant life. He's after the window of grace. He's after the unity. And this was the appetizer. What happened January 1st, that was meant to begin to release fear and begin a countdown to the inauguration and to the end of January. This is why I'm telling you, the Lord is going to have to sift Donald Trump's administration within the first 3 months. This is why he's going to have to sift it, because this is an appointed time that is going to require uniquely appointed people with spiritual gifts and talents that God has given them in order to deal with situations that intellectualism cannot cover, because at the root, it is a spiritual, moral, and ethical problem. And I'm telling you, they certified this election without pushback. They have something planned. They moved the date of Trump's sentencing up to January 10th, 4 days after the certification of the election. There's the number four again. Look at the symbolism. It's been 4 years since January 6th. They moved the date to January 10th, which is 4 days after the certification. They certified the election without any pushback. It's because they are planning something else. And every time this sentencing is moved, something happens. April 28th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this election cycle that is coming upon you shall be the most baffling, shocking, and head-scratching that has occurred. There shall be unexpected surfacings, and there shall be a parting of the parties. An independent shall rise who do not want to be chained to either the marching elephants or the backbiting donkeys, says the Lord. Beholden to neither side. There shall be, capitals, a deep gap and split, and civil war within one party. You all thought it was going to be the Democrats. You're seeing it happen in the Republican Party. A gaping hole, says the Lord, including in a monument, which is interesting because it was the Washington Monument that was struck on New Year's Eve. What a spectacle, says the Lord. This was April 28th, 2023, when this word was given, way before the election cycle. And we're seeing that civil war percolating, and we're seeing Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy gaslight the entire situation. You know why? Because intellectuals gaslight situations. Situations where they don't have the spiritual discernment or awareness to understand what God wants them to speak and the way he wants them to speak. Because they don't have that, they will gaslight the sucker and cause a dumpster fire. And we're watching civil war percolating within the Republican Party, because you have put a bunch of unaltered bulls in a room, Donald Trump, and you expect there not to be any vying for dominance. That is not how this happens. Now, once again, let's circle back. We have a historic snowstorm on January 6th, and the election is certified without pushback, and Kamala Harris certifies her own loss. Now, something else happens on January 6th. Why? Because this biblical election in the United States of America has triggered in the realm of the spirit a changing of the guard that has gone into the nations of the earth, and it has gone into the church. January 6th, Justin Trudeau resigns as prime minister. He calls a press conference. On January 6th, Trudeau, 53, began serving as the 23rd Prime Minister of Canada in 2015. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced he intends to resign as Liberal Party leader and Prime Minister once a new party leader is determined. So we have clips that go back 4 years prophesying the removal of Justin Trudeau. So we're going to play those clips for you now because I think it's really important.
Canada, says the Lord, there is a tug of war happening, and a new leader shall arise from it. By the book, Fresh Ideas. There shall be leadership in the hour, for this is a tipping point, says the Lord. Shall be weighed and unexpected strikes the leadership of those who threaten Israel, of Canada. Watch the leadership of Canada and of the U.S. Watch Germany as well, says the Lord, in this hour. For I, the Lord thy God, capital, shall pierce the plans of Middle East nations, and I, the Lord, shall pierce, that's capitalized, the plans of the wicked in the nation of the eagle, and I, the Lord, shall pierce, that's capitalized, the plans of the leadership of Canada with their secret oaths and indebtedness to the council, says the Lord of hosts.
Fierce opposition, says the Lord, in Canada within their own leadership. There shall be a spill, says the Lord thy God, this day in Canada that the world shall not soon forget. O Canada, O Canada, I, the Lord, am with you, all capitals. The wicked leaders of your land are not fighting you, but fighting me and my plan, capitalized. They are attempting to drain and lynch and blockade the people coming together in one accord. What can be withheld from them, says the Lord of hosts. A very sudden and sharp plummet, all capitals, within the leadership of Canada shall echo freedom across the land. O Canada, cry out to me, march forward. Put on the whole armor of God and stand, that's capitalized, for the dawn breaking forth of your salvation is at hand. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the Mounties in Canada, just watch, for the seats of those leaders have begun to shake. O Canada, cry out to me, the Lord of hosts, King of kings, for the winds of change have begun to blow into your nation, and leaders will be unseated in unusual ways. You shall hear them say, this is so unusual. How could this be? For my ways, that's capitalized, are higher than your ways, and my capital thoughts higher than your thoughts. The trumpet is about to blow in Canada, says the Lord, signaling a changing of the guard. However, one more dark attempt shall fail and create the pit that their, quote, leaders shall fall. Their delicacies and their dainties shall be stripped from them, says the Lord. For I am going into the inward parts of Canada, says the Lord, and there is going to be a cleansing of the land. Parts of the land that were dedicated to fallen hosts generations ago, there is a cleansing happening, says the Lord thy God, this day. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Canada, oh, the cries that have come up to my capital throne from Canada. I, the Lord, hear your cries. I see the cloak of darkness and conjuring of demons of the dark. I see the cloak over your nation. However, says the Lord, that cloak is set to be torn, for the removal shall happen a different way, says the Lord. It shall be sudden and quick, and the people shall have a window to rise up and tear that cloak and take a firm stand in their faith and convictions. For the bulldozer approaches to knock down what man and his corrupt family have built. The appointed time is fast approaching, and the largest scandal set to come forth from the government of Canada is almost upon you, that his own cabinet shall turn. Watch around the time of the holiest day of the year for such to occur. That would be October, Yom Kippur. People of Canada, get ready to break your chains and open the cells for political prisoners, and those unfairly jailed shall be freed from such that shall occur. The fear of the Lord is coming to your nation and to Canada, says the Lord. The people will be humbled. The leadership will be caught in a bear trap and be unable to continue. It is coming, says the Lord. But why is this happening now? Because what happened in America, this biblical victory for the presidency, has triggered in the realm of the spirit within the earth a very serious changing of the guard. A very serious, it has gone into the earth now, a changing of the guard. And now we're seeing it unfold. I would watch France, Germany, Canada right now, Iran. Okay, I would watch those nations. Ukraine and Russia are another one just to kind of keep a note of, but I would watch those. And I have prophecy about this as well from the Lord. So when the time comes, we'll talk about it. Okay, all glory be to God. I'm going to read to you some references. The Lord, in those words, was making reference to the time when Trudeau would step down. And I'm going to show you what he did here, because I was writing it down as I was listening. The trumpet is about to blow in Canada. That was one of the words. That was the signal that when Donald Trump wins, when the election goes in Donald Trump's favor, Trudeau would step down. The bulldozer is approaching. What is Donald Trump? A builder. Another reference to our election that just happened. And then in one of the other words that was about 2 years old, his own cabinet shall resign. It says his own cabinet shall turn. That was in the word. His whole cabinet resigned on him. The cabinet absolutely resigned. It was a very unusual circumstance the way this happened. So all glory goes to God for that. Praise the Lord for accuracy. But the Lord was giving references to the time he would resign by the things that were being said. Now, he does this on January 6, 2025. Why? Because the Lord said January must be rectified. If we don't think Trudeau and other world leaders' hands were not in January 6, we're kidding ourselves. And when the Lord, I believe it was last year or the year prior, said January must be rectified, and I believe he said it twice, he meant it. And I had warned in a previous clip, you can go watch it, it was put out on December 6th, that January 6th was a target date. I had warned of that in a previous short. I'm going to tell you this too. I would watch Mexico as well right now, because something has been triggered in North America. I don't care that Mexico just had an election and this woman won. Something has been triggered. A changing of the guard has been triggered in North America. And I believe the Lord is going to go for the trifecta. So I would watch Mexican leadership right now. Also, across the globe, because this is all connected, you have South Korea. There is upheaval happening in South Korea. Their leaders have been impeached. I mean, there was martial law declared before he was impeached for a short period of time, and the people rose up. North Korea has their hands heavily in what is happening right now in South Korea. They have completely infiltrated. North Korea has infiltrated. They have actors sitting in their parliament or their however their legal structure is. They have their actors sitting in on this, playing a legislative role, acting as if they are from South Korea. When they're not, they're from North Korea. And North Korea is about to make a move that's going to cause a backdraft. This is a time of the backdraft. North Korea is about to make a move that's going to cause a backdraft. We have entered the time of backdrafts, and I feel they are about to make a very serious move. Now, I'll show you how this is connected with the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7, 23 through 26. Thus the angel said, the four beasts shall be a fourth kingdom on earth. Okay, which will be different from all other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it. Verse 24, as for the 10, here's the number 10 again. As for the 10 horns out of this kingdom, 10 kings will arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the former ones, and he will subdue 3 kings. He will speak words against the Most High God and wear down the saints of the Most High, and he will intend to change the times and the law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, times and a half a time, which is 3.5 years. But the court of the Most High will sit in judgment, and his dominion will be taken away, first to be consumed gradually and then to be destroyed forever. Now, keep this in mind, what I just read. I'm going to go back to John 10:10, because in Daniel, right? 10 horns, 10 kings. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. John 10:10 is connected to Daniel 7:24. Okay. There is some, now I'm going to make you aware of something that I just learned about. And some of you may already know this, but there is something called the Club of Rome, which is a think tank of intellectuals. It has ties to the World Economic Forum, and they want to divide the earth into 10, yes, 10 economic regions, 10 horns, and out of this kingdom, 10 kings. They want to divide the earth into 10 economic regions, okay? The 10 kingdoms of the New World Order are present-day economic unions in international or world trade. So the first list was proposed in 1973, but I have a little map for you here, and I'm going to show you something wild on this map. Greenland is in the North American Union. You see that white piece of land that is right next to North America? That is Greenland. In this division that they want of 10 economic unions, the Club of Rome does, that has ties to the WEF, Greenland would be in the North American Union, okay? So July 11th, 2022. Now, this is interesting because the Lord had me prophesy July 11th, 2024. 2 years prior, he has me prophesy July 11th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Greenland, watch, for it has been quiet for a time. It has been moving about in the background, in the shadows. However, shall emerge in the shuffling of nations that is occurring in the world, says the Lord. This is July 11th, 2022. Let's put up the article about what's happening right now actively. Trump escalates plans to acquire Greenland after resident pleads Denmark is using us. Now, Denmark is another nation that the Lord had spoken about to me. I'll have to go find what he said about that. Donald Trump Jr. went to Greenland. He went for the day, I believe it was today or yesterday, all right? So Donald Trump sends his son, Trump Jr., to go to Greenland because suddenly Donald Trump wants to acquire Greenland, and Greenland, the Club of Rome, would like nothing more than to put it with North America, and Trump has now become more serious about acquiring Greenland. Now, we have to understand something. If we are moving towards the Book of Revelation, we are going to see these things happen. Okay. The Lord has appointed Donald Trump. Yes. And there are certain things that will be done that is going to keep moving us on God's schedule towards the events of Revelation. So Donald Trump Jr. now is suddenly in Greenland, right? Seeing what kind of price tag and if they have Amazon Prime delivery to deliver it to him maybe before next Christmas. So that is what is going on actively right now. And it's happening again because of a changing of the guard that has been triggered within the earth. And we have a clip of this from April 2024 I want to play for you because there's something very significant about this clip that was warned that's happening now. And this is right before or around the time of the eclipse. This clip, I believe. It's right around the time of the eclipse.
The clock, Big Ben, stopped the first day of Passover, April 24th, 2024, at 9 a.m. in London. It froze. Ben is short for Benjamin. Benjamin is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Benjamite. David was from the tribe of Judah. Now, Saul rebelled against God and then sought out the witch of Endor to try to speak to a dead Samuel, and it brought Saul's demise. And we see this in 1 Samuel chapter 31, the demise of Saul. When Benjamin stops, when Ben stops, Judah begins. When the reign of Benjamin stops, Judah begins. That clock freezing the first day of Passover is the prophetic sign of a very serious changing of the guard that's now about to take place in the earth.
And that was put out the first day of Passover. This actually happened. May 10th is when I actually had done the short, and the Lord had shown this to me. That clock, Big Ben, stopped at the 9 o'clock position. That's where it froze, right? Now I want you to think about this. It freezes at the 9 o'clock position. We enter 2025, where the election is certified. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. Big Ben stopping at the 9 o'clock position was pointing at an enormous changing of the guard within leaders within the earth that was to take place in 2025. Also, if you add up 2025 and you take 20 and you add 25, you get the number 45. Number 45, which is Donald Trump, has stepped into, look at it this way, the ninth position, 2025. Look at it that way too. When Ben stops, and there's a great picture of it stopping at the 9 o'clock position. When Ben stops, Judah begins. When the reign of the tribe of Benjamin, the reign of Saul, comes to an end, Judah begins. The reign of Judah, the reign of the house of David begins. And when that stopped at the 9 o'clock position, it was prophetically warning the earth of a very serious changing of the guard that was going to be triggered within the entire earth. And right now there is a shuffling of nations taking place as we speak, and a changing of the guard within these nations, and uprising right now within many nations, including our American ally, South Korea, because North Korea has completely infiltrated there. And now Canada is experiencing a changing of the guard as well. And in the midst of it, you had heard me mention Germany many times, the leadership of Germany, I believe as well, in this time fell. I am telling you, the leadership of France, their days are numbered. Their days are quickly coming to a close. That and Iran, especially for what is going on. You know why? Because right at the end of 2024, Damascus falls. When Ben stops, Judah begins, and Damascus falls. And that was a physical manifestation of what we talk about, the changing of the guard, and Assad fled. And then the biblical election in the United States of America solidified this. And this is why then you saw a carry into 2025, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 9 o'clock position. And you see Trudeau on the 6th. Announce his resignation after his entire cabinet turns on him. This is happening in the church also, people. You are seeing a very serious changing of the guard in the church and an exodus happening right now out of certain areas of broadcasting, because it is the 9 o'clock position. 9 is also the harvest. Time to separate the wheat from the tares, the truth from the lie. The darkness from the light. This is why we're seeing this all happen together right now. We are in an appointed window and an appointed time by God of grace. Grace is an ability for us to endure what we couldn't endure on our own. But we are flanked by grace this year. And in the middle, you have 78, the sword and life. Because the sword is separating. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to soul and spirit, to joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This is a year of discernment for sure. This is a year that we are coming into where the church has been given a window of grace by God to get their act together. Stop playing the Kardashians. Stop playing Gossip Girl. Knock it off with the garbage. Get right, humble themselves, and do what God has called us to do in this very gracious window he has given us of time that we don't deserve. That is for Donald Trump and his cabinet too. Get in line with God's will or get out. That's why the Lord's going to sift the cabinet. Get in line with God's will or get out. This is a very serious time. And God appointed Donald Trump to do a very serious job. And he doesn't need the same game of the Kardashians going on around him either. He doesn't need the infighting going on around him either. He doesn't need intellectuals gaslighting situations and making them far worse than they ever had to be because they don't have the discernment from God because they have shut him out. This is why you're seeing these changings of the guards. This is why you're seeing them right now. It's a very serious time. Very serious time. And we all should be humbling ourselves before the Lord. We all should be checking our heart conditions. We all should be doing it in the church. I had warned, and this is in the book, The Revelationary War, also that we'll talk about at the end as well, but that the greatest plumb line between the shepherds and the showmen in history is being dropped right now. Because the sword is dividing. And the sword can bring life. Or it can bring death. It's dividing. And we are watching this schism grow. Because at the root, God is dealing with the same issue with the political and the leaders of nations and within the church. And this is why you're seeing upheaval and chaos and uprisings, because the sifting is taking place. And when something is sifted, when you sift flour, it's shaken. It's shaken to reveal all the parts and the clumps that are hidden and so neatly concealed. This is what we see happening. So just know that. Just know that, because this is a very serious time. And those that want to act like Peyton Place and argue about HB1 visas and gaslight Donald Trump's base to cause division, God is watching. And God is searching the innermost parts of the heart that man cannot. And God will sift based on that. And we will probably see within the first 3 months as well, a greater sifting in the church. Nobody's perfect. God doesn't expect leadership to be perfect, but he expects there to be a standard. He expects there to be a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. We are supposed to be the standard right now. We are. But we were too busy because the church has let the world in too much. And now the world's garbage and their Jerry Springer issues and everything else has infiltrated the church. What do we expect? Shepherd's supposed to keep that out. Not let them in. Oh, hi, Boots. There's Boots, everyone. Boots is making his cameo for this evening. Praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. But this is going to get more serious within nations. King Putin about to lose his crown. He's not careful. And Zelensky is just another soul that's consulted another witch that will go down in shame. God has given a lot of time and he's given a lot of mercy and he's given us more mercy than we ever deserve. And we can't take that for granted and we cannot take advantage of that either. So just know that. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have quite a few things to talk about here. So we'll try to get through them as quick as we can. We've got animal picks for you. Many of you stay on because you love the animal picks. So I'm going to ask you to stay on because we have some announcements you might want to hear. So let's put up the animal picks. Chester and Bixby are like two peas in a pod. These two absolutely love each other. You will find them together all over the house. And there's Norbert. He's coming out of his cage now. He's coming out of his shell. Norbert's our 30-year-old Amazon parrot here at Ark of Grace. And there's one of our staffers with him. I think that's Courtney, because I think I see her engagement ring on her other finger. And so she's, I think, the only animal staffer that's engaged. There's Mordecai hanging out with our staff. Mordecai has got some personality. He wants to be in all the other parrots' business. And he likes to talk to you. You walk in the morning, he asks how you're doing. He says hello. He blows you kisses. So Quakers are amazing talkers. And Mordecai is no different. There's Bullet. So he lives at the other property with our facilities manager. And Bullet was pulled from a euthanasia list. He had days left to live, and our sanctuary manager pulled him. And Bullet is living out his senior years at our sanctuary. Oh, here's one of the chickens. So the chickens actually have a big run. So this is only part of it. And so they get to come out during the day if it's warm enough. And so basically, apparently this chicken overturned the pool. This must be from summer because everything is green, because there ain't a blessed green thing in New York outside right now. I can tell you that just looking out my window. We have a wind chill today that is like frigid. Frigid. All the animals are locked up right now outside with their heaters on. And I will be checking cameras tonight because it is that cold. So when it's cold during the night, I'm up checking cameras once or twice, making sure all the animals are okay. Okay, Glory in America. I'm going to be at Glory in America. So I'm not only going to be at their event that is in February, it's on our events page on arcofgrace.org, but I'm going to be on with Dr. Brett and Marianne Watson at 8:30 p.m. Let's see what the date is. January. Wait a second. What is the date? Hold on. We need a date. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. They'll give you the date. I want to make sure I get January 14th. Okay. So January 14th, I'm going to be on live with them to talk about the Glory in America event. It's in Claremont, Florida. You can go to arcofgrace.org, go to our event section for more details. And we're going to put up MyPillow and Andrew Sorcini really fast. Hi, Toby. We're putting up MyPillow. There we go. Duchess approved. Yep, our animals do have MyPillow dog beds. And so here's Duchess hanging out on hers. And they are very durable. They are so much more than just pillows. They have sheets. They have towels. They have pajamas. They have robes. They have pet beds. So please go to MyPillow. Use promo code ARC. You will save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. Their slippers are amazing as well. And there's Andrew Sorcini. Yes, we have the Cyrus coin with him. You can give him a call. You can email him. You can go to bh-pm.com, or you can go to our ministry partners page, and you can basically go and fill out a form. And one of Andrew's very knowledgeable staff will call you if you are interested in hearing about gold, silver, IRAs, things of that nature. And we have the Revolutionary War. So if we have that, we can put up. This book is on pre-order right now. This is my first book. So this is my debut book. Donna Clement wrote two chapters of this book because her father, Kim Clement, is a big part of this. So you can go on Amazon. You can actually go to arcofgrace.org. Scroll down on the front page. We have the link right there. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. I wrote this book back towards the beginning of 2024. And it talks about a lot of what we see happening in the church and what we have seen happen in the nation now. So it is chock filled with prophetic insight and connections. So it had been, praise God, it was, when it came out, a number one new release. And we give God all the glory for that. So you can go to arcofgrace.org if you would like that. And lastly, our social media handles. This is the last thing for all of you who want to follow us, who want to keep in touch with us. Rumble and YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with the Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, I'm at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all at Ark of Grace Ministries. Please go like and subscribe. It does help us with the algorithms as well. And then we don't lose touch with you, and we can keep in touch with you for broadcasts, for announcements, and for what's going on at Ark of Grace. We are also on Roku. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Woo! I'm telling you, my voice, praise God, it held up. I felt my voice beginning to go at the end, so I'm sorry, guys. I had to wind it down, but don't worry. We'll be back on Thursday. We will be back on with more insight because there is just so much going on to talk about. I could not fit it into one broadcast. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Osiris is out cold. Hold on. I'm gonna take a poll. Toby is laying down. Cyrus is out. You want to come say hi? Come here. You want to come say hi? Oh, it's okay. Come say hi. Okay. It's okay, Cyrus. All right. This is Toby. He's oinery. Did you hear him? Do you hear him? When you put Toby up on your lap, he starts making those noises. Oh, go away, Cyrus. Go away. Go. You're a good boy, too. So, anyway, so that's a poll in my office right now. We've got Toby. We've got Cyrus. Boots made an appearance, so we're very glad that you got to see some of the animals real time at the Ark. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day as here comes Missy. I just saw her tail. I encourage you to say it every single day because the word is living and active. It is current for every generation, and we have to activate it. We have to speak it. Because you know why? It gets into our soul, gets into our spirit. It we meditate on it. We speak it into situations, and the word goes into the situation because it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. Those are in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I basically recite those scriptures every single day. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened that I may know what is the hope of his glory and the riches of his, the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And so that's just a quote from one of those scriptures, but I speak that every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. It's very important because the order to that prayer he gave them is a key to your prayer life. The asking comes after you praise the Lord, after you tell him his will be done above yours. Then the asking comes. It is so important that we continue to do that because God is a God of order, and we should enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. We should enter with an order. We should come before our Father in heaven with all humility and praise for who he is and just adopt the Lord's Prayer. It really is a key. Adopt it into your prayer life. So praise the Lord. We always like to encourage you with the word at the end. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll be back on Thursday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.